it actually takes two people to bring the word of the Lord.
My decision. It's in that sense, then, don't worry.
But before we get into the word today, can I ask you all to stand, please, for the reading of the word? We'll be reading from the New American Standard Bible version. We will read this first slide first, and then you can read it in Chinese for those of you who are not that familiar with the English. Alright, so, yeah.
我先读这个英文，然后等一下读中文。So
it's from verses 24 and 25 from Matthew 7. Therefore, everyone here who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against the house, and yet it did not fall.
我也得你放的那红的肉。让我们读中文。现在是。一起，所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个出名人，把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
And verses 26, everyone who hears his words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rains fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall.
把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌的很大。Amen.
This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated.
这是神的话，大家请坐。
As Daniel has said, blessed Happy New Year to everybody once more.
再次的祝福大家新年快乐。
And we felt from a pastoral team perspective that as we start the new year, it would be good to re-look at our foundations.
我们从牧者团队的长官一起讨论，觉得从新年开始，我们要先把神的话语扎根在本心。
So it is a four-part series that we'll be looking at, and I have been given the privilege of starting it. And it's based off our reading today, Matthew 7, verses 24 to 27, built on the word.
所以这个是四篇的系列，我们从今天开始从建立信心在神的话语根基上面开始。
And we hear this when we read it, therefore everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them.
所以我们在这里读到，我们说，所以凡听到我的话并且去行的人，hears
and acts.
听到并且去行。It's
not just a matter of hearing, but also of doing.
就不仅仅是听到了，而且是去行出来。It
is a matter of obedience.
这个关键的在于顺服。
So, background. What was Jesus basing this? Because this starts the word therefore.
所以这个背景介绍，为什么耶稣教导这些？因为从一开始他说，所以就这个之前，耶稣已经教导。
So whenever you see that word therefore, you need to ask why it's there.
所以我们看到因此的时候，听到这句话的时候，就要去问为什么会有因此这个转折的词在这里。
And I put it to you, this starts back in Matthew 5.
So 我相信这一整个章节七章实际上是从第五章开始。
Because what we read today is the end of all that Jesus had begun to do and to teach.
因为我们今天读的只是在结束的时候，耶稣所有的一切教导，在我们静坐的时候，最后的一个总结。
What was Jesus teaching?
那耶稣教导些什么
？He was teaching about the king and the principles of the rules of the kingdom.
耶稣在教导我们关于王，并且这王国国度的原则。
And I don't need to go through all of them, but there are some very practical teachings that Jesus taught them about. He taught them about the Beatitudes, he taught them about discipline, he taught them about personal relationships, how to give to the poor, and prayers, fasting, the true treasure, wealth, how to get rid of anxiety, those of you who are worried and who isn't, how to judge others or not judge others, prayer and the golden rule.
耶稣在前面的一大堆教导是个很多的课题在那里面，就比如说第五章的八福啊、门徒圣名啊，就关系到我们整个基督徒的生命。耶稣在前面教导的所有的这一切，我们都要有时间去深入的去探讨的。
And then as he draws all this teaching to an end, you will find that he gives us three warnings, if you like.
所以当耶稣把所有的这些教导结束后，他知道我们当个总结，他在我们有三个重点，我们需要小心谨慎的。
The first one is about something that you may be familiar with, the story of two gates, or a matter of discipleship.
所以有些人，有些是我们可能会比较熟悉的教导们关于两个门，或者关于门徒的训练，两条道路。
The second is about false prophets or matter of fruit.
所以第二点是关于假先知，并且我们生命所结的果子。
And the last thing is about false professions or matter of the lifestyle.
就第三个可能第三个警告是关于虚假的职业或者宗教生活的方式，就是表面。
And when you think about this, what Jesus is warning us about in the end, just before he starts talking about this parable that we just read, is that being religious is not good enough. If you want to get into the kingdom of God, you need to have a relationship with Jesus.
所以当耶稣我们看这一些的总结教导的时候，耶稣教导我们仅仅是一个宗教的生活是不够的。我们如果要的话，是要跟耶稣基督有一个亲密的关系。
What Jesus is saying here, when you read it through in this context, is that he's saying, "I'm not just Savior, but I am also Judge, and I will judge you on that day."
所以我们在这里读过的这一些的这所有的一些教导之中，耶稣教导我们的重要事情，他不仅仅是我们的救主，并且他是审判我们的审判者。
You see, a living faith is not just a listening faith, but it's also a doing faith. True belief manifests itself in action, and in some cases, in inaction, in others, in not doing. All right? This is a quote from Alistair Begg.
所以我们知道，真正的信心不仅仅是听，并且听了还要去行的。有些生活当中去行。或者不去行都是出于信心的。
So let's go back into this familiar story that we've all read about the house, the two houses.
所以我们回到刚才我们所讲到这个比喻当中两个房子，是那故事比喻。
Jesus, I put it to you, uses the two houses as a metaphor.
所以耶稣用这两个房子来做比喻。
Metaphor is something that you use as an example.Something else.
这个用比喻就是用一个事情来比喻另外的，来讲述解释另外一件事情。
So Jesus tells us about two houses.
所以耶稣在这里告诉我们两座房子。
In today's language, the houses are exactly the same.
按我们今天的话来说，这两座房子是完全一样的。
They have bedrooms.
他们有卧室。
Maybe three or four.
可能有三个或者四间的卧室。
They have a living room.
可能有客厅。
They have a family room.
有家庭的娱乐室。
For some of you, your house may have an entertainment room.
在你在家里可能有个电影室、娱乐室。
They have a modern kitchen.
一个现代化的厨房。
They have a double garage.
可能有双车位的车库。
And they have a well-kept garden.
非常照顾得很好的花园。
The houses look identical.
这房子看起来都是非常漂亮。
If you look at them, you can't tell them apart.
如果你从外表来看的话，这两座房子是没有区别的。
Likewise, Jesus is saying, for these two men, their lives look exactly the same.
那耶稣也是同样的说，耶稣也说，这两个人看起来他们的生命的方式是一样的。
They all attend the same church.
他们同样的去同一间教会。
They all come to play.
他们一整天一起来到同教会。
They all sing the same songs.
他们唱同样的一首歌。
They're all active members of the church small groups.
他们都是很活跃的小组的成员，教会的成员。
They all send the children to the same schools.
他们都是送孩子去同一个的学校。
College.
也可能是在那个很著名的基督教学校。
You send them to Lighthouse.
也可能是这都是很著名的基督教学校。
What is the same thing between the houses and the men?
这同样的这两座房子，这两个人对的同样的是什么事情？
Nothing. It's all outwardly the same.
他们在表面上都是完全一样的。
It's all outwardly the same.
在外表上是一样的。
Look alike, sound alike.
看起来是一样，听起来也是一样。
But Jesus then goes on to tell us how you tell the difference.
但耶稣继续告诉我们说，你怎么看到他们不一样的地方？
And to do that, you have to see what a builder does when he builds a house.
就要是这样去做，去分别不一样的话，要看这个建筑的人，建筑者去怎样建筑他们的房子。
And I put it to you what determines, as Jesus put it, how good a house is, whether it will stand or it will fall.Is its foundation.
所以我们在这里看到耶稣看到的最好的房子的，是在于他们的基础是这房子能会不会倒塌，是它的建立在什么样的基础上。
I don't know if any of you are builders, but I know my brother Joe is assessors. He assesses how good the house is.
我不知道这里是多少人是建筑商，但是我们知道Joe弟兄他是。骨架的房子，骨架的，看这个房子的价值在哪里。
When you build a house, you need to meet certain rules and regulations.
当你建一座房子的时候，你要符合一定的规则、规条跟规定。
And one of the things they check up on is the foundation.
一个事情要检查的是这房子的根基是怎么样。
The foundation, my friends, will be checked and will be tested, which is another word for check.
朋友们，我们知道这房子的根基必须去检查，并且必须是考核的。
Likewise, Jesus tells us in this parable, in this story, that the lives of the two men will be examined.
同样的，耶稣告诉我们，这两个人的生活，他的生命，同样的会需要被审视跟审断。
One man, Jesus calls wives.
有个人，耶稣他说他是。出名人
the other he calls foolish.
另外一个人，耶稣叫他是愚昧的人。
Now in the Greek, that word foolish is actually very strong.
那么在希腊文里面，这个愚昧人是非常强壮的不好的词。
Another way you can translate foolish is stupid.
另外一个话说，我们这个愚昧人也可以叫他是白痴。
For those of you who think that our Lord Jesus has never called somebody foolish,
如果我们去想想，耶稣教的人说这个人是非常强壮的。
Think again.
我们叫思想家耶稣教的人。
How do you tell the difference between the two houses?
我们要想想，我们怎么会去分别这两个房子是什么地方不一样的？
How do you tell the difference between two lives?
我们怎么知道这两个人的生命有什么不一样的地方？
wise man, Jesus tells us, builds his house on the rock.
耶稣告诉我们，聪明人把他的房子建在磐石之上。
In other words, he digs down through the earth onto the bedrock. He digs down to something solid, and then he grounds his house on that thing on the rock.
换句话说，他这个人聪明人就把房子挖下去，碰到了磐石坚固的地方，就把房子建在这个磐石之上。
That's what I need to do.
这是工作需要做的挖深根基。
The foolish man comes along and decides to build his house on sand.
就是愚昧的人，他就决定把他的房子建在流沙上面。
And for those of you who know, sand tends to shift.
我们大家都知道，沙是可以流动的。
In other words, the foundation is non-existent.
另外，换句话就是说，他这个基础房子的基础是不存在的。
I want you to notice that when you read this passage, the testing of the two houses is identical.
我们要大家知道，看到这个信息的时候，检查试验这两个房子是非常很具有突出性。
We are told the rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and slammed against the house.
我们看到这两个同样的是，雨啊骤雨下来，风大大风吹来，这个洪水过来，同样的冲击这两个房子。
The implication of the words that Jesus used is that it's a storm. It is a hurricane. It's a typhoon. It's strong. The winds slam as violence.
耶稣用这个用这个这个风吹雨淋的用他的话是比较强大强烈的，就是用暴风骤雨强壮的风暴过来，就像刮台风一样。
So for all of us, the examination will come.
所以对我们每个人来说，这个考验都会来的。The
rain will come.
雨会来的。The
floods will come.
洪水会冲击过来。
The strong winds will come.
强壮的风会吹到你的身上。
And slam against your foundation.
那么就要开始来震动你的根基。
It will slam against you.
那也是同样的在攻击你。
That's why I'm so glad, worship team. Thank you for those songs that we sang this morning.
所以我们很感谢感恩今天的敬拜团队今天早上所唱的敬拜的歌曲。
Because the songs are a reminder where our foundation is meant to be.
因为我们今天早上所唱的歌曲提醒我们，我们的根基是在哪里。
Now maybe you're thinking to yourself, why do I have to sit for an exam?
有些人可能会想，为什么我要坐在那接受这个考验？
I'm a Christian.
我是基督徒。
I believe in the Lord.
我相信主。
Why?
为什么？
What's the point?
有什么好处？
I'm going to heaven.
我要去天堂。
I put it to you that when you read this parable in its context, right from Matthew 5 all the way through, it is because he is our Father and he cares for you and me.
我们今天所讲的，当我们面临这考验的时候，我们是讲的从马太福音第5章开始到这个结束。 为我们接受这个考验，是因为神天父爱我们。
You may say this is hard.
你可能说啊，这是非常艰难的。How
can my father who is loving and gracious put me through a test like this?
我们会想，这个父亲这样的爱我们，这样的恩典怜悯我们，为什么要让我们经历这样的风暴？
Because when you look at the text, it is Jesus is talking in terms of the final judgment that will come.
因为我们如果读那个经那段经文的时候，我们就可以看到耶稣在讲的是将来耶稣再回来审判的时候。
And he's telling us that now, because in your life, before that final judgment, he will test your what you say, your faith is like, and my faith is like.
因为耶稣说，他让我们提醒我们在。 最终的耶稣审判回来审判之前，他要让我们经历所有的这一切的艰难，让我们考验我们，试验我们，知道我们的信心、我们的根基是在哪里。
Storm and the examinations to see if you actually your foundation is correct.
经过这些暴风雨，让我们经历考验我们这个我们的根基是不是扎实在磐石上面。
Have you dug down to the solid rock, or have you just put it on sand?
我们是要把的信心的建立在很稳定的磐石上面，还是只是在建立在沙土上面？
Because he actually wants you to pass the final examination.
因为耶稣要我们经历顺利的通过最后的考验。
Somebody a lot wiser than me once said.
有些人说觉得比我更聪明的这样说。
It is better to be tested now than be tested finally and find fail the final one.
比如说现在最好现在就经历考验，准备要去最终的那一个考验失败的好。
Because in the final judgment, there's no more appeal.
因为在最后的审判的时候就没有再可以改变，更改进的余地，只是可以再上去。
The ultimate question of Jesus' teaching in Matthew 5 to 7 on the Beatitudes and what we are reading here is, what do you think of Jesus and his teaching? What do you actually think about Jesus and his teaching?
这马太福音第五章一直到现在第七章，这最终的主要的最重要的一点就是耶稣要让我们知道我们怎样去思考耶稣的教导，我们怎样去看耶稣。
Do you recognize that Jesus is the one who has authority over heaven and earth?
你可以体验认识到耶稣是唯一的一个具有权柄的，超在地上、天上所有的一切当中，他是所有的唯一的有权柄的那位。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 33, we are told three things about the Lord.
在以赛亚书的三十三章，二十二节里面，在这里讲到关于神主三个事情。
We are told that the Lord is our judge, is our lawgiver, and he is our king.
那在里面告诉我们，主是我们的审判者，主是我们的给我们制定法律者。并且主是我们的王。
We are told that He will save us.
并且我们被告知他要拯救我们。
Jesus takes this scripture for Himself as reference to Himself.
耶稣用这句话来作为他自己的参考来告诉大家。
Salvation is in Jesus' hands. He alone saves us.
救恩是在主耶稣基督的手里。唯有他可以救赎我们。
Oops. I put it to you, and this is very much a question that I put myself, is that never forget that the rains, the wind, the storms, the examination affects everybody equally.There's no favoritism.
我在这里跟大家分享的是，包括我自己，包括每位弟兄姐妹，暴风骤雨、困难、艰难出题来的时候，是每个人都一样的，没有什么特别的人，不需要特别的人，每个人都是一样的考验。
Every house, every life will be tested.
每座房子、每个生命都要被考核、被审判。
Every character trait, every ministry will be tested.
每个侍奉、每个侍奉所做的每件事情，上帝都会考。
Our standard must be based on Jesus' standard, His ethics, and His teachings alone.
我们的标准，我们所做的一切考核的标准，必须是在建立在耶稣的教导，唯一的耶稣教导的基础上面。
Not on ours, not on our culture, not on our reading or our education. Sorry, James.
并不是我们自己的分属，我们的习惯，我们所受的教育，并不是属于的这一切。
Is our life built upon the rock that is Jesus Christ?
我们的生命是建立在这个生命的磐石上面，就是主耶稣基督这个磐石上面。
Is our life built upon the Word?
我们的生命是建立在上帝的话语上面。
I don't know what you think about when you read, in the beginning there was the Word.
我不知道大家怎样读这圣经，它圣经里面说，最初太初有道。
When I was young, I used to think, you know, in the beginning, there's this great big Bible floating around in space.
在我年轻的时候，我在想，哦，不知道说，哦，在最开始的时候，就是个小小的一本圣经到处飞着。
But Jesus Christ is the Word.
那耶稣基督他就是道。
That's why we're saying we need to build on the Word.
所以我们会说，我们的生命要建在道上面。
We need to build on the rock that is Jesus.
我们要把生命建立在耶稣基督这个磐石上面。
Now you may be going, what storms? I mean, what do you mean by storms? Wind, rain, you know, floods. I don't have that in my life.
你也可能会设想，这个讲的暴风雨是什么？是大雨、风吹、洪水。我生命当中没遇见过这些。
I put it to you, my friends, the storms that come are things like a testing of your of temptations that may come in your life.
我们在讲这个风雨呢，暴风雨呢，也可能是你生命当中经历说一个很大的诱惑，在你生命当中。
Worry.
忧虑。
Fear.
惧怕。
Desire.
心愿。
Financial difficulties,
经济上的困难
epidemics,
学业上的成绩
moral failures, sexual sin, let's call it what it is, sexual sin.
如果讲的难听，就是说，性上面的，性上面的那种各种罪恶
All these things are coming.
这所有的一切事情都会来试炼我们。
They are part of the test. Unexpected illnesses.
这一部分的考验就是我们没有想到的这种病疾病来临。
You, some of you will know that our dear brother Joe, sorry, I'm going to use him a bit today. Our dear brother Joe went through testing, if you like, a storm in his life recently, unexpectedly.But you know, when I went to visit him, his first words to me was, Pastor Randall, don't talk. I've got things to share with you.
我们知道我们的周伯拉德他突然的受到可能突然的疾病引到他。面对着困难的时候，当牧师去探访他的时候，他第一句话就说，你不要讲，我来讲一些话，分享一些话鼓励你。
I don't want to take away his testimony, but that's his story.
我不要用他的见证，因为他的故事这里。
But you know, I didn't get much of a word in that afternoon that I spent with Joe. But I was. Carol and I was so, and I, especially myself, I was so encouraged by my brother.
所以当我去探望做弟兄的时候，我虽然没讲什么，但是我从他那边。
Because one of the things he said to me, he said, I have this peace that I cannot explain.
因为有件事情他给我讲的一个重要的就是说，我心里头有这种平安是没办法用我的语言来表达的平安在我心里。
So have you heard the phrase peace that passes understanding?
所以我们有些人可能听到过说，我们超越人所能理解的。保守我们的心怀意念。
In the midst of what Joe had to go through,
在周弟兄所经历的这一切的困境当中
，As he said at one point, looking like an astronaut with all kinds of tubes coming out of him,
那就是有时候看着自己的身体好像宇宙当中的太空人，身上各种各样的管子插着片身上插着各种各样的管子在身上。
Yeah, this indescribable, unexplainable peace in his life.
他的生命当中有这种没法表达的无法描述的这种平安在他的生命里面。
Job's foundation was tested.
他的信心经历的考验。
Why do you think he passed the test?
我想他在经历的这个考验经过。
God is in the storm with you.
在我们的暴风当中，神在里面。
The storm may hit you very hard.
这个暴风雨可能对你的打击是非常大。
But God is in the storm with you.
但是在这暴风雨当中，上帝跟你同在。
Even if you don't think He is there.
即使你没感觉到他在那里。
In Scripture, we are told about the Apostle Peter.
在圣经里面，我们教导我们的使徒彼得。
Now Peter was a very interesting man.
这彼得是一个非常很有兴趣的人。
He said, "Jesus, I'm going to follow you. I'll be there with you through thick and thin, through whatever happens. I'll be there, Jesus."
这个彼得很会很口怕，他说：“耶稣，不管你经历什么，我都要跟你同在，即使要跟你一起去死，我也在那里。”
I'm going to follow you, praise the Lord. I'm going to be there.
他说：“感谢主，不要紧，不管是怎么样，我要跟随你，耶稣，我要跟随你。”
And then God says, "Peter, Peter actually wants me to give you over, but I have prayed for you. You are going to go through that test. My words, you are going to go to that test, Peter. And when you have come through it, then you." And encourage your brothers and sisters.
That's Jesus
told Peter, "Peter, Satan I don't know whether Peter had the indescribable peace that Job describes, but what we do know is that Peter denied the Lord three times.
我不知道彼得是不是有经历过像周弟兄这样的超越人所能理解的平安，但是我知道彼得经历了三次不认主。He
faced the test of his foundation.
彼得面对过他的基石的考验。But
he came through it.
但是彼得经历过，通过。And
then he was able to encourage the others.
所以彼得就有可能去鼓励其他的弟兄姐妹。
You see, Father allows these things to happen to us because He wants us to grow up in Him.
你知道神让我们经历困境，经历这个暴风，是要我们成长。
And what Scripture is clear is this, we are tested, but not beyond what we can stand.
圣经里面告诉我们，我们会经历考验，但是我们所经历过的试探是不会超过我们所能忍受的，所能承担的。
My friends, I do not know the test that you will go through.
我的朋友们，我不知道你所经历的考验是什么。
Because you will go through a different test from what I go through.
因为你经历的试炼跟我的不一样。
But He knows how much you can stand. And He will take you through that because He prays for you. Jesus Christ prays for you. He makes intercession for you.
因为他知道你所能够承担的极限在哪里，他会跟你一起走过，并且他会为你祷告。You
see, Bob Mumford, whom some of you may know, said this once, it's not what happens to us in life that matters. It is how you respond to what happens that matters.
那有个人很聪明的人这样说，不是在我们生命当中发生的事情是重要的。 重要的是我们怎样去经历、去反应对这个事情的反应是什么呀？
Some of you may know the story of John the Baptist.
有些人可能听过约翰的故事。
John the Baptist was put in jail.
施洗约翰被关在监狱里面。
And he was sitting there in prison, wondering what was happening.
他在监狱里面，他在想将来会发生什么事情。
And as he heard what Jesus was doing outside,
他听到耶稣在外面所做的所有的一切事情的时候
，He sent word to Jesus saying, "Are you really the Messiah?"
他就差遣他的门徒去问耶稣：“你是要来的弥赛亚救主吗？”
This is John the Baptist, who portrayed Jesus to be Messiah.
这就是。施洗约翰他原来就宣告说耶稣就是弥赛亚要来的弥赛亚。
Do you all know what Jesus replied to John?
你要知道耶稣怎样的回答这个施洗约翰吗？
Some of you, all of you doubt it.
你现在可能会忘记。
Jesus said, "Blessed is he who is does not take offense in me."
那耶稣说那些。不会为我所做的事情感到受伤害，受伤害或者是不会为我讨厌我所做的事情的人是有福的。
Blessed is he who is not offended, who is not angry with me.
对那些不会为我的做的事情感到愤怒，不会感到讨厌的这些人是有福的。
Now, if you think about that, that's a really strange response to give to somebody.Who is in prison going, are you really the Messiah? Who's going to doubt?
你想想，如果耶稣这样的回答对一个人在监狱里面，他问说你是弥赛亚是救主吗？这样的回答对他是否也是疑惑？这样的回答是很奇怪的回答。
And then he tells John's disciples to come, go back and tell John of all the miracles that is happening.
所以他就对。要拿棍法的那个施洗约翰的门徒说：“你回去告诉施洗约翰，你所看到所有的一切的神迹，所有一切所做的事情。”
Do you know what happened to John the Baptist?
你知道约翰施洗约翰发生了他什么事情
？He miraculously was freed from jail life.
你以为他是从监狱里面被释放出来
？When his chains fell off and he was set free.
你为施洗约翰是被监狱释放出来，他不再锁链，可以捆绑着自由的出去的吗
？That's not what happened.
这个事情并不是这样发生。
Go read it for yourself.
你去读这个施洗约翰的故事。
John lost his head over Jesus, literally.
因为约翰施洗约翰，因为耶稣他做这个开路的先锋，他失掉了他的头。
John faces test.
约翰施洗约翰面对着试炼，面对着试探。
And I put it to you that he still passed his test.
但是我可以告诉你，施洗约翰已经经过了考验，考试。
Did not fail.
施洗约翰没有失败，他成功的经过了考试。
The storms will come, my friends.
我的朋友们，暴风雨会来。
Question is.Whether you're willing to embrace the storm.
问题是我们怎样的去迎接这个暴风雨这样的声音
？Are you prepared to meet the storms?
你有没有准备好
？Are you willing to embrace them with the arms of obedience?
你们会要用双手摊开，用顺服的心来迎接这些暴风雨
？Because every time you obey,
因为每次你顺服上帝的时候
，every time the foundation stands.
你的根基就立得稳
，It makes the next storm easier to go through，
就可以帮助我们在经历下一个的暴风雨的时候，我们就更容易的经历。
In Hebrews, we are told that Jesus learned obedience by the things he suffered。
在希伯来书里面告诉我们，耶稣是通过他经历的困境，决心顺服。
Don't think that you are exempt.What Jesus went through.
不要想着我们不会经历耶稣所经历的那些痛苦困境。
We often pray, and I have been even me. I am so tempted to say, Lord, please spare me from going through some of this pain.
我们经常会祷告说，主啊，请你帮助我们，不要经历这些痛苦，不要经历那些困难。
But Jesus said this in his prayer to our heaven, His Father and our Father.
因为耶稣在他的祷告当中，对他的天父也是对我们的天父这样祷告说
：“He said, 'I do not ask that you will take them out of the world.'”
他说：“我不能祷告把你把他们 从这个世界当中拿出来。
But that you will keep and protect them from the evil.
但是你保守他们从魔鬼、恶魔当中保守经过他们。
Notice what Jesus said.
那不仅仅是耶稣说的。
All of us want to be taken out of here. Wouldn't it be nice to go up to heaven? No more pain, no more suffering.
我们很多人都想，我们不要在这个世界上，我们离开这个世界，不要再痛苦，再受难。
But Jesus said, "I do not ask, Lord, that you take them as you and me out of the world."
当耶稣说，我不求你把他们脱离，把他们带出这个世界。
But that he will keep and protect us from evil.
那他在这世界当中帮助我们，保守我们从一些恶当中保守我们。
Keeping and protecting us does not mean that you will not face the test.
那上帝保守看顾我们，并不是意味着我们不要面对着试探。
Our human mind likes us to think that, but it is not what Jesus is actually saying.
我们的头脑是想说，我们不要经历遇见这些试探，这不是耶稣说的。
So we come to an end. I got babies on my mind, so forgive me.
我的知道的这个小 baby 在我的头脑思想里一直在做力量。
And the reason why I say that is because you know, I have a granddaughter.
我讲这个原因是我刚刚两个月之前，刚刚我一个小孙女刚刚出生。
Now you will know that babies grow up, right?
我们都知道小 baby 小婴孩会慢慢的成长。
This is a 12-month-old fish.
这个是十二个月的成长的一个周期。
Now when we come to the Lord Jesus, our growth follows a path that's very similar to the natural.
当我们看来到主耶稣基督的面前的时候，我们的属灵的生命成长会跟这个很相似的小婴孩的成长一样。
But there's a difference.
那是一个不同的地方是。
See, after a while, as people, as humans, we stop growing this way.
有一段在我们经历成长一段时间以后，有段时期我们成长的好像停滞了，不会向上涨了。
We reach a limit.
我们成长到一定的程度就停在那个地方。
And then some of us we flat go this way, well, this way in my case.
那有些人我们这不是向上涨，而是向停向下降。
But I put it to you that as a child of God, you are to keep growing.
但是我要鼓励大家的是，我们作为神的儿女，我们要继续的、持续的、不断的成长。
You don't.Grow up and stop.
你不会成长到那个地方就停止在那里。
You keep growing.
你要继续的成长。
Right? For those of us who are older, you keep growing in the Lord because you keep learning new things.
对我们一些年纪比较长的，你继续的成长，继续的在主里面成长，继续的学习新的事情。
So, you keep growing no matter what happens.
你继续的成长，不管你遇到什么事情。
And that's the encouragement to this parable today.
这就是我们今天所得到的这比喻的这鼓励。
Yes, the important thing is where is the foundation.
是的，根基是非常的重要。
But keep growing despite what storms may come in your life.
但是继续的成长，不管我们什么样的风暴风雨来到我们的生命当中。
You see, a life that is growing spiritually responds to God in total and true obedience.
你知道我们属灵生命的成长对神的回应就是完成的、全然的顺服跟献上。
Obedience is both external as well as internal.
这个顺服不仅仅是外表的，也是内在的顺服。
Don't be reluctant to reluctant obedience.
不要不情愿的去顺服。
Don't be obedient going because the senior pastor asked me to do this.
不要不情愿的去顺服，因为主任牧师告诉我做这些事情。
A classic thing that I was reminded of in the past month was Jonah, for example, was a reluctant, obedient person.
圣经里面教导一个很出名的例子，就是约纳先知，他是很不情愿的去顺服上帝。
也是你完整的路，我对你那边，
他不愿意去尼尼微这个地方传神的话语。
He wanted those people killed, destroyed, wiped out on the earth.
他要这个尼尼微这个地方，这些邪恶的人完整的被毁灭掉，被去除掉。
And finally, when God took him to all the events, he still didn't want to help them.
当上帝让你让约拿经历一些困难的时候，最后他去到了那个尼尼微那个地方，他还是不愿意的，要那个地方的人得到拯救。
So don't be reluctant, in your walk with the Lord.
所以在我们的跟上帝的同行当中，不要成为一个不情愿的人去跟神同行。
I think we'll see this one.Basically, a life that is growing basically both knows and applies the word of God.
最基本的就是属灵生命的成长，不仅仅是我们知道了，并且要去应用出来。
So, we'll skip this one. You see, all I want to say is, I hope it's all that sort of flow. You see, to know and not to do.Is not to really know at all. I'll say that again. To know and not to do is not to really know at all.
那就是说，你知道了这个，你知道了不去行，就跟你完全不知道是一样的。
You see, because that's so dangerous.
这是个非常危险的。
Got it, Josh?Yeah, you need to think about that one, alright?
你现在要想这个事情，知而不行跟完全不知是一样的。
May I encourage you as we end to be a continuer in the Lord?
那我来鼓励大家，在这次的鼓励大家，那我们继续的在主里面成长。
Be a continuer.
成为继续成长的人。
But Jesus says, if you continue.In my word, then you are truly disciples of mine.
也是说，如果你再继续在我的话语遵守我的话语去行的话，你就是我的门徒。
Be a continuer.
就成为一个继续在主里面成长的人。
God has never said that walking with Him would be easy.
上帝从来没有说跟他同行是一个非常容易的事情。
You put that.Song of mine for my generation that I like. He never promised you a rose garden.
对我这个年纪人来说，我们唱的歌是说，上帝从来没有允许我们能玫瑰产香。
And God says He is going to be worth it, my friends.
那上帝让我们说，告诉我们我们会经历，可是它不容易。
Because what we go through on the earth is just temporary.
因为我们在这个世界上所经历的只是短暂的。
God cares about the external.
不要太多。
Oh, sorry, not the external, the eternal. Thank you.
不要太关注这个短暂的世界，我们要关心的是永恒的将来。
I suddenly saw the look in some of your eyes for a long time.
为什么看到的
？He cares about the eternal.
我们要关心我们的远方的将来。
You really care.
这里很关心我们远方。
So my encouragement to you as we start this 2026, check your foundation.
所以在这2026年去开始每年初开始的时候，我鼓励大家检查你的基石根基。
Don't be surprised when the storms come.
不要对。那来的风暴感到惊讶。
My prayer and encouragement to you is to be a continuer.
我鼓励，我为大家的祷告，为大家鼓励，就是继续在主耶稣基督里面成长。
Then Jesus calls you his disciples.
然后耶稣就称你为他的门徒。
Let's pray. Father, this is.A difficult one. It is a difficult one for me.
主啊，这是一个很困难对我来说很难要讲的这个话。
But I thank you that through the Scripture we see your heart.
那么感谢你通过圣经，我们看到你的心。
You see your grace, your mercy at work.
我们看到你的恩典的怜悯在这话语当中。
And I thank you for your plea and your cry about that. If we continue in your word.
所以我们很高兴，很谢谢你告诉我们，如果我们继续在你的话语当中成长。
So Father, I pray for each one of my brothers and sisters here today.
天父，为我们在这里的每位弟兄姐妹祷告。
That we may be continuous in you.
我们继续在你里面成长。
That we may continue in our walk with you. We will never plateau off or stop growing, but that we will keep growing spiritually in you always.
我们从来不会停止跟你同行，我们要继续的跟你在一起，不断的使我们的生命不断的成长。
May our feet, Lord, be upon the solid rock that is Jesus Christ.
那我们的脚站在坚定的磐石上面，就是主耶稣基督。
May our anchor, may our foundations be strong.
为我们的，因为我们的根基，深的根基是非常强壮。
And may we stand, Lord, when the storms come.
那我们面对暴风雨来的时候，我们能够站得住。
Thank you that you're both Savior and Judge.
谢谢你是我们的救主，也是我们的审判者。
And thank you that you are coming again.
谢谢你会再来。
May your blessing and protection be upon each and every one of us.
愿你的赐福，你的保守在我们每一位弟兄姐妹身上。
This day.
从今天开始。
And in the days to come.
一直到再来的日子。在主耶稣里面，
阿
门。